This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Celsius to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, Derek? Can you feel it?
Yow! I feel it. Feel it, Lou Fiend.
Woo! Yeah, I've been popping pills all day today. I was popping pills at Porkfest. Yeah, I had all the pills. I had Aleve, I had Tylenol. I had it all, man. I was rocking out.
Well, so anyway, why did you need so many pain meds?
Because getting old ain't for sissies.
Yeah,
I have a little
daily dose.
Yeah, I have a little thing on my phone that tracks my steps and activity. I think just about everybody has it now, and everybody's become a slave to it. They're like, man, I'm taking the elevator. There's no sense in taking the stairs because I don't have my phone with me. I'm not going to get credit for those stairs, so I'm taking the elevator.
Why would you do that? Why do you count your steps? I don't do this.
Well, because
is living life not enough?
I did it out of curiosity at first to find out, you know, just how much as walking during the course of a normal day, and particularly at Fiendfest Somalia, it was really interesting because when I was there 2 years ago, I know I covered a bunch of ground, but I had no way to measure it. So I was getting an average of a little bit over 6 miles a day with my phone on me. That doesn't include times when I was walking around and did not have my phone with me, like let's say it was charging, or let's say I just left it laying around somewhere. So yeah, I covered a lot of mileage there.
I don't know. What do you think? Is this a cry for help? Is Lou's life so bad that he's now counting how many steps he's walked every day? I'm going to send an ambulance to your house, Lou. Just hang on.
Lock.
Just hang on. You don't need to count things. There's a reason to live.
Is Angela back yet?
I'm right here. I'm sitting right here, being very saddened about your foot caps counts. Foot counts.
She's steps. Sad about it, Lou. Look what you've done.
I'm trying to be healthy here, Derek. I'm not as young and fabulous as you are.
Yeah.
I may be old enough to be your father.
Are you saying you're my father?
No, I'm just saying that I'm old enough to be your father. As a matter of fact, I'm old enough to be your father. I don't think you would have had to have been born in Arkansas either.
Yes. You were in World War II.
No, not quite.
Oh, jeez!
Not quite
that far.
Not quite.
What's wrong with you?
Isn't that what you said? You were in World War II, keeping the Nazis away from keeping our freedoms.
I think Derek J's been taking the portobello mushrooms today.
No.
You've been taking the portobello mushrooms and you just have this urge to lay down on top of a ribeye steak. Admit it. We know it.
That sounds sizzly and nice, but no, I'm just regular happy.
Well, that's
I'm
good.
Drinking water.
Angela, what are you drinking tonight?
I am not drinking anything. However, if anyone in the Hollywood, West Hollywood area wants to get me a portobello sandwich, that would be good.
So, are you ready to be quoted for your show, for your part of the show tonight, Angela?
Oh,
about your
show?
Dream. This show.
Oh, my dream. Yes.
Yeah, it is your dream to do the Fiends while having raging PMS. Yes, you can
All
quote
right.
me on that. So you're probably going to want to tear some people a couple of new ones.
There's
aren't
so
you?
Much to tear up, and it's international and it's worldwide rear tearing.
Well, go, Angela, go. Start tearing it up.
Oh, well, are we already into that Woo! Part of the show? We've yeah. gotten past all yeah. the sexual innuendo and
yeah,
crazy.
We've already had the foreplay.
Yeah, okay.
We've had the foreplay. Right. Talked about the drugs and everything. So yeah, let's get to tearing butt.
Check.
Oh, okay. Yes. So. Yes, God will flood the earth. That's the only thing I can think that's going to happen next. So, Hillary Clinton, she is absolutely going to receive no punishment whatsoever
Who?
For treating those emails as if they were the lunch in somebody's refrigerator at the office. Yeah.
Is this someone you work with at the office? I don't know who this person is.
So she is going to continue to kill people, but all those emails that we'll never see about how she wanted to overthrow Sadat in Syria and how she wanted to, and how she overthrew Gaddafi and created all my kinds of chaos and civil war in Libya, totally destabilizing everything in those countries. She is not going to pay any punishment whatsoever. She's going to go about her business and kill more people. That's what she's going to do next. And there's nothing we can do to stop her. Nothing.
Hey, well,
but
let's
the rule
be fair,
of laws.
I mean, if you were an evil sociopathic warlord, you would do the same thing.
If I had puppy ears, I'd... What does that mean? If I were a sociopath, I would do this. I don't have any idea what the heck she's like or what
she's
goes on.
She's just doing
her mind.
What she's supposed to do, right? Monsters are supposed to do evil. She's like a wind-up toy of evil.
Some people celebrate their freedoms on the 4th of July. Hillary got the chance to celebrate hers on the 5th. I really like how... I didn't hear the quote. I didn't follow the whole story. As a matter of fact, people were posting all over Facebeast about the rule of laws and everything, and the rule of law is dead, and I'm like, well, it never existed, but anyway. And it was quite a while before I even knew what was going on, but my understanding is the FBI director said to the effect of, yeah, she committed crimes, we know she committed crimes, but we're just not going to pursue it because reasons. You know, because the oligarchy, because justice means is really just us. It just applies to us, the common folks, the slaves, the serfs, the non royalty. We're the ones that the laws apply to. So, yeah, fun stuff.
Well, you have to be high up enough. It can't just be anyone in government. Because if you're like Chelsea Manning, and you just like are one of the peons, then you know, they'll prosecute you if you do the wrong thing.
Now, I hear that Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden and a bunch of other whistleblowers have declared their candidacy for the presidency, and they're hoping that they can get out of exile and jail by their virtue.
Change from within.
Yeah, change.
So, super effective.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't like human sacrifices, become a virgin and change the volcano from the inside.
So, this is from Eric Schuller at antiwar.com this week. The relevant question here is whether there's evidence Hillary Clinton broke the laws as they are, including whatever system of classification exists. And if those laws are found to be absurd and unjust and her conduct is deemed harmless, then a jury could find her not guilty on those grounds. That is not a decision for the FBI or the Department of Justice.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why not? Why can't they decide? Seems good enough. They're government people. Right? They don't have the robes. Is that it? They don't have the fancy muumuu, the black outfit with the
robes
the
or Rhodes?
Hammer. Yeah. No, robes.
Robes or Rhodes?
They have Rhodes. They all have Rhodes. We've got those now.
Okay,
the government
just
built them.
Make sure.
Peace be upon it. But now we've got you know, what are you saying? The FBI people, they're not judges, but they can do the job of judges because they are really high up in government. They're probably even higher than judges. And they wear better suits, like the men in black.
Nice. Those are some nice suits.
Yeah. That's what the FBI wears, right? So, you know, I think we should just listen to them, whatever they say.
Yes.
They're probably the most right. They're the best dressed.
The best dressed. There's more. This gets worse.
Yeah, please.
So Chelsea Manning, the great heroine, the greatest living heroine the U.S. has, the greatest living patriot, she found the war, you know, found evidence of all the great Iraq war crimes, and she gave them to, probably gave them to WikiLeaks that Julian Assange published them. And that changed everything. Because now it was clear that the Iraq war was the most horrible, dreadful thing that has happened in the 21st century. It is the war crime. This is an absolute horror. So, she was convicted in 2013. She's going to be serving 35 years. She has a possible parole
someday. Who's this?
Chelsea Manning.
Oh, okay.
And she Yeah, so she apparently, in early 2010, she leaked this information to a jerk named Adrian Lamo, who you can look up online. He's a jerk. And
why would she do that?
Lamo informed Army counterintelligence that Manning was arrested in May that same year. Yeah, confided in the wrong person online out of being lonely, and this person was turned in. And this person turned her in.
Was this like a violation of trust sort of thing? Like Chelsea trusted this person? And
Yes. This person is garbage.
And they violated that trust by turning over and working for the feds to prosecute Chelsea?
Pure evil. Like, wow. How do you live with yourself if you've done that?
What was that person's name?
Adrian Lamo. Lamo. You can just look at WikiLeaks.
What's going on with him now?
Let's see what kind of jerkiness he is up to.
Yeah, is he posting on Twitter pictures of his cats?
Yeah, I think he doesn't even deserve that amount of respect to have his cat pictures looked at.
If he's out there tweeting, I think, you know, I don't know how to control the 4chan people, but just putting the suggestion out there that maybe they give him a good time is all that we need.
This is, you know, he is described as a threat analyst and a former hacker. Lamo first gained media attention for breaking into several high-profile computer networks, including those of the New York Times, Yahoo, and Microsoft, culminating his 2003 arrest.
Wow.
In 2010, Lamo reported U.S. soldier PCF Bradley Manning, now known as Chelsea Manning, to federal authorities, claiming that Manning had leaked hundreds and thousands of sensitive U.S. documents to WikiLeaks. Mm. Manning was arrested and incarcerated in the U.S. military justice system and later sentenced to 35 years in confinement. That's from Wiki. All basics, all footnoted. You can just go and look. But yes, that's what that jerk did. So, anyway, horrible things. But the material of the videos included the 2007 Baghdad airstrike, which is horrible, and the diplomatic cables and the Iraq war.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT No Gov merchandise. The BIPCOT No Government License is licensed under the BIPCOT No Government License, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT No Government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends, be the coolest kid at Fiendfest Somalia, laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BIPStrong bracelets, BIPCOT stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
Freedom Fiends. Woof. Hey, this is Lou, and I got Derek the cat and Angela the angry BMS raging. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway,
maniacal.
You guys go back to talking about how evil the government is, and
everything is awful.
I have to dig through this email stuff so I can get into TeamViewer. This is really bothering me.
Oh, you want to view the team, Lou?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I do. All right. Yeah, you were awfully mad, Angela. Why are you so mad? Did something happen recently?
Everything happens. Constantly happens.
Don't let emails get you down. We all get spam. You know, you slide it into the other folder, and, you know, hopefully it doesn't come back with more suggestions for you.
Okay. All right. This is how great Chelsea Manning is.
Hmm.
She downloaded 400,000 documents, became known as the Iraq War Logs. She saved the material, okay, and then she downloaded another 91,000, and she saved the material on a CD, or W that she smuggled with putting on the name Lady Gaga on the CD.
Nice. No one's going to listen to that.
Beat me to it.
That's amazing. Just, yeah, that's what did it.
They were that like, wait a minute, Lady Gaga.
Let me check this CD.
So somebody
that's
found
amazing.
It.
Now, Don't Ask, Don't Tell was already in effect when he was running around with the Lady Gaga, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, really?
This was the 90s.
Wow.
Well, no, not anymore. No, I'm sorry. Don't Ask, Don't Tell, I think, back in the 90s.
Yeah, it was 96 when it started, yeah. Right? Yeah, but yeah, I don't know if it was still around in 2013.
No.
I thought it's been over for a while.
It's been over. No, it is now.
Hooray!
Now the right to suit up and kill people overseas has been extended throughout the LGBT rainbow. Everyone can be complicit in empire.
Yay.
We're all guilty now.
Equality.
Because that's what I think of when I think of Stonewall, I think, yay, imperialism. That's what
nobody
I think.
Knows what Stonewall is anymore.
Well,
that's the truth. That's the truth.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Stonewall, the bar, I went there like a couple months ago, and it has a big Obama poster, big Orwellian, like, Killery, 2016. And, yeah, Stonewall has no idea what it fought for just, 40 years ago? Anyway, it doesn't matter. This isn't my angry rant.
I used to do the Stonewall Festival for my old radio station. We call it the Fruit Festival, which you couldn't get away with now. But it was all alternative LGBT programming. News and public affairs, but lots of music. Different shows would do lesbian bluegrass, different kinds of queer hip-hop. It was friggin' fantastic.
Alternative
programming.
It was
just programming. All weekend is fun. And it was since we were in Texas on Sunday mornings. The gay evangelicals would open up the programming by praising Jesus, I guess. So, yeah, let it praise for Jesus from an evangelical church with a gay married pastor and his husband.
Are you angrily eating?
Am I angrily eating America?
Yeah. No, not America. Just are you eating? Angrily.
Oh, I'm probably ripping off my lips from anger and nerves, like a caged animal. I've started eating my cuticles and gnawing at myself.
Oh gosh! Well,
I'm not born an easy ambulance.
Yeah, but reroute that ambulance, please.
Yeah, it kind of makes my counting steps sound rather, I don't know, simple.
Yeah. Cell 411, I'd like to report someone being bullied.
Everything is horrible. Oh, God, they've got more. They have the whole, in the chats between Manning and Lamo, Manning admits to being
Can we call
the
him Lamo?
I think that would actually work.
Yes.
The Lamo had, this is what Manning had said, but this is back before the transition. That, yeah, it was kind of stupid for a gay libertarian computer nerd to join the military.
Yes, that was stupid.
Admitted to being a libertarian. And this is pre-transition.
And admitted to being stupid. But he has since transitioned.
Right. And now she realizes the error of her ways, especially since she's sitting at Leavenworth, supposedly. So we don't know, because supposedly she had made a suicide attempt. It's been published in several places, but certain media outlets are avoiding discussing it. And as of today, or earlier today, the Army was refusing to give any...
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms. Worms.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Freedom Fiends.
Meow.
So, go back
now
to...
Now with twice as many worms.
And meows.
We got way more meows. More meows than those other shows.
Yeah, like...
Those hosts don't even meow.
It's like 39% more meowier. Yes.
Meow-er.
Derek J, you had me at meow.
Yeah. My computer got some meowware. I wasn't able to use Fiend.
Yeah, it's called McAfee.
Ouch. You know, I did disclose to the world on the Fiends that I believed John McAfee, libertarian presidential candidate, was talking to me through the radio, was telling me that it was all over, and he was going to send all of my bitcoins to his
Fiend
wallet.
Fiend phone.
Ah, I think Angela's back. I think it is.
Jeez, yes.
Are you back from your trip to Abu Ghraib?
Yeah, I was removed from the air briefly for questioning.
I love the smell of torture in the early morning.
So were you on the Portobello Mushrooms when you had that revelation that McAfee was going to send all your Bitcoin to autistic plagiarism?
Yeah, something like that. The heat was really getting to me. It just wasn't nice. Myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
That McAfee internet security, one of the reasons I'm having problems with my computer right now is the darn thing just absolutely went haywire a few months ago, and I had to go back to factory settings. So this thing's like 2 years old, and I'm picturing
sparks coming from your laptop.
Not really sparks, but a lot of smoke. But so anyway, I just upgraded to Windows 10, hoping that would help it out, and it took me all the way back to Windows 8.
When has a Windows update helped anything?
I was desperate.
That's the Hail Mary pass, if I ever heard one.
Oh, that was a Hail Mary. It was all the prayers. But so here I am, you know, going back to like basic Windows 8, not Windows 8.1, but Windows 8. That horrible piece of garbage
a step after, like, try hitting it with a hammer.
Try
throwing it down the stairs.
Download like I don't know, 2 years worth of updates, so it's like, you know, 600-700 updates. But anyway, it's got McAfee antivirus on there because that was factory installed. And so I'm trying to get rid of this McAfee malware, and it's harder to get off of me when I'm really drunk. So anyway.
That's awful.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Angela's not going to want to play with us anymore.
Repulsed. Not. Repulsed and scandalized. However, there's so much more to this story.
Yeah, get angry again.
I'm going to get angry.
Yeah.
Manning and WikiLeaks were credited as catalysts for the Arab Spring that began in December of 2010 when waves of protests rose up against rulers across the Middle East and North Africa after the leaked cables exposed government corruption. In Tunisia, where the uprisings began on December 17th, 2010, with leaked cables published around 10 days earlier, showed the president's daughter and her husband had their ice cream flown in from Saint-Tropez.
Not Saint-Tropez. Ice cream from there.
Could you imagine their ice cream gets flown in directly to them? Isn't that amazing?
I want that. Is it by drone? Next from Amazon. Ice cream by drone.
It'll happen.
Yeah, not from the Pentagon.
So this amazing person is confined to a cage. We have no
Forever?
Idea what her condition is. Well, for 35 years.
How old will she be?
Well, let's see. She's, late 20s now. Then she's probably served how many years of her sentence so far?
I hope she can find love after prison. Or during. Maybe someone could write her.
Yes, encourage perverts and weirdos.
Yeah, why not?
To write,
she could
to
fall
write
madly in love. It's not just perverts listening to this show. There are other people.
Yeah, prison where the food is horrible, but the sex is great.
Yeah, like other prisoners. Maybe Chelsea's
disgusting.
Listening. Yeah.
No, she's not listening. She may be in a hospital. And the best we can get out of WikiLeaks for this is from today, one line that says, I'll find the one line here. This is how, we know no one cares, or no, they're trying to make sure that we don't loan anything.
WikiLeaks is trying to let us know.
Let's see here.
They're like, Chelsea got a little drunk last night, guys, and she's not feeling too well.
On July 5th, 2016, Manning was taken to hospital after what media sources characterized as a suicide attempt. We'll see where the source of that was.
Is there a video?
Now, the source, which of course is crap, is the Washington Post.
All the CIA.
The State Department's one of its affiliate rags.
No, I thought they announced that the Washington Post is just straight
crap?
Up run by the CIA. And they're like, what should we put out about Chelsea Manning? It was a suicide attempt.
It's the crap
nothing
IA.
To live for. Yeah, well, I don't know. Whenever I hear there's one line, blah, 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 about some superhero suicide attempt, it's like, sure, that's what it was? I don't know. Seems, I hate to be all conspiracy nut with no evidence, but like, murder attempt, maybe? I don't know. There's not much you could do, and I don't know. I want a new picture of Chelsea, too. I think it's an injustice that they keep throwing up that picture of her with the wig and the makeup from 2013 before being arrested. I mean, it might be one of the best photos around, but, surely they could stop into her cell and snap a new one. Hey, we're doing a TMZ piece here. We need your photo.
Manning was taken to a hospital and since has been turned to confinement, says Wayne Hall, an Army spokesman. He declined to discuss the circumstances of the incident, but CNN and TMZ reported Wednesday that the medical treatment was prompted by a suicide attempt, citing unnamed defense officials. TMZ reported that Manning attempted to hang herself, citing an unnamed source. Manning's lead attorney, Nancy Hollander, said in a statement that she was shocked and outraged that an official at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, where Manning is in prison, provided confidential medical information about Manning to the media, but had not shared anything with her team. And that is from Dan Lamoth, reporting the Washington Post in the article, Chelsea Manning convicted in WikiLeaks case, hospitalized after reported suicide attempt. Today. So that was posted today at 2:38 p.m. Eastern.
Would you do it
you want to look
if you
at
were Chelsea?
Store? Would I
would
have
it?
Been smart enough? Would I have been smart enough to get out all that material on a Lady Gaga CD? I never would have thought of that kind of genius. That's brilliant.
That is very good. I'm amazed that it all fit on a CD. But no, I was referring to would you end it if you were in jail for 35 years for something like
no,
that?
No, I'd like to believe that I'd like to learn new skills and get more degrees. But what I probably do is use it as an excuse to get all kinds of sedatives.
Yeah, I don't even buy
perhaps
it.
Perhaps work out all day.
I don't even buy the story.
Well, her lawyers don't know very much, so it's there's a lot of missing here.
Hey, how important is it, do you think, referring to Chelsea by the female pronouns and stuff, and saying Chelsea Manning instead of Bradley Manning? I haven't heard him ever talk or her talk about it. And
well, we never
it seems
will.
Like a, yeah, but it seems like a media-generated story. Like, unless Bradley or Chelsea wrote to the public and was like, hey, guys, here's the deal. Oh, okay, she did.
Yeah, several times. She writes for The Guardian, too. She publishes there.
Oh, cool.
She publishes under the name Chelsea Manning, and as stated quite publicly that she wishes to be called she.
Oh, shows what I know. All right, good.
So,
because a lot of the comments on this article are like, the kid's name is Bradley, and they're like, he just puts on a wig. It's he. You can't change your DNA. I don't know.
Yes, it's men who are very insecure about certain parts of their anatomy.
She is a he, Einstein, no matter what he says. I mean, I don't know. I'm just giving these guys silly voices
because I disagree with them. They deserve silly voices.
But
they deserve silly voices. They do. Yeah. Absolutely.
And, I don't know. It's obviously something on a lot of people's minds if that's what, like, everyone's posting about. They don't even references to what actually happened, the suicide attempt, or like, wow, what a hero, or anything. It's just, like, all about transgender stuff. Well, I guess it's because it's TMZ reporting on this.
Well, yes, it's the best that we're going to get. The updated story is Chelsea Manning's attorney is accusing the Army of outright lying to cover up what appears to be a suicide attempt behind bars. This is for the most updated story on TMZ.
Oh.
But from their staff. So whoever their staff writers are. I don't see a byline listed.
A dog.
Yeah. a computer-generated article.
Their staff writer, Fluffy.
It could be. I would put nothing past TMZ. Though I read it regularly, I do get the TMZ daily in my email. I want to be informed.
Yeah. Wasn't it like one of the Men in Black?
Attorney says Chelsea's friends are profoundly distressed about the radio silence and want to know what's really up. That's from TMZ.
Hey, wasn't it part of the Men in Black saga?
It's pretty awful.
But there's more on TMZ is the real news.
It's not like there's not more to go. Today was a huge. Everybody remember how horribly the Iraq War is, and everyone who has ever promoted, supported, encouraged the Iraq War should be tried.
Tried for what?
War crimes.
What's
I don't
a war,
know what I do because I don't believe in prisons, but yes, they all should be tried.
Tried? Is that all? What do you really think?
Hello?
Meow!
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Freedom Fiends.
Brought to you by Endless War.
A subsidiary of government.
And fiends like you. So, are we still mad about stuff? Angela, is there more to be angry about?
We haven't even gotten to the Chilcot report. We haven't even gotten to the UK, the whole thing about Tony Blair.
You. Oh.
Oh. You know, we haven't yet. We've still got so much Iraq to go. It's not over.
Iraq.
It's not over. It's not even close to over.
Yeah, she wants Nuremberg trials for anybody that supported the war, which would include me a little bit.
Oh. Lou was wrong.
Big time. I was not a strong supporter of the 2003 war. I even wrote a letter to, well, an email to the... My senator and maybe even my congressman. So this is going way back if I was involving in the praying to the state type thing. You know,
Grandpa Lou.
Petitioning the state to... You know, like, not be so statey. And I was opposed to the massive buildup for a couple of bad reasons. The first one was wait until Afghanistan was over, which means that Iraq would never be invaded because Afghanistan will never end. But I didn't see it as strategically a good idea because with what was supposedly going on in Afghanistan, chasing down Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and all those murderers and all this other stuff.
Bad guys.
Yeah. You know,
there are bad guys over there.
And you could make a case that action in Afghanistan was legitimate. The way that it turned out,
action
in the long run was not legitimate.
You're talking like the government people. Fiend
phone.
Action was legitimate.
Well,
you're using their nondescript language. Are you saying that going in with guns was a good idea?
Well, I'm going by my mindset of back then, but an argument could be made that going into Afghanistan and getting bin Laden, Ayman al-Zawahiri, and the rest of the al-Qaeda leadership and taking out anybody else that you could that was part of al-Qaeda, an argument could be made that that would be a legitimate thing. And personally, I think in Afghanistan, if somebody from the other side of the world were to launch an attack on Afghanistani soil, I think going over there and taking them out would be a legitimate response.
Yeah, the physical removal service.
Yes. Yeah, the bad actor removal service.
Meow.
Powered by cats.
Yes, but anyway, so I was opposed to the build-up, the invasion of Iraq, because I thought that it was a good idea to get Afghanistan sorted out and, you know, rout out al-Qaeda. Although I had been watching it on the TV, smacking my forehead at, oh my God, why are they doing that? They're in Tora Bora and they got all these people cornered. Why are they giving them 72 hours to escape?
You know? How did you know? I mean, you and Angela and everyone else who can follow all of these foreign country things, I have so much respect for, because I hear a foreign name like Tora Bora or Afghanistan or, you know, Kabul or whatever, and my eyes just glaze over. I don't know where any of this stuff is, and it seems so far away. It's so not me, you know? How could I possibly follow the news on these stories? You know, it has nothing to do with me. I don't even get it.
Well, back in the time, in 2003, I had only been a couple of years out of the military. As a matter of fact, same with 9/11. I was fairly recently out. And as a matter of fact, on the morning of 9/11, I had my cell phone out and I was just looking at it, waiting for it to ring.
Why?
Because I figured that I'd probably get called back up to the reserves or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't want you. They had enough people eating their bacon.
Yeah, they were sick and tired of me. So, anyway.
Weren't you a cook?
Yes, I started off as a cook.
The assault kitchen.
Yes.
Well, let's solve the world's problems after this trip to the free market.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah. We could even end the Iraq thing. Or didn't that end already?
No, we got another hour's worth of Iraq and a bridge in Brazil.
Mission accomplished.
Yes.
Hour number one accomplished.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
Meow, meow, meow.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon. Hi, top financial beast plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. And Hillary Clinton is a liar, a socialist, her pantsuit stinks, and she is bulletproof.
Bulletproof. Why is she bulletproof? What does that mean?
She is Teflon. Nothing sticks to her.
Because of the emails thing?
Yes.
Emails? What? Why does everyone care so much about emails? Why is this a thing? I don't care. Emails? So she ordered people to die via email? Are we going to be mad about her deleting the email? I mean, everyone knows that she orders the death of people, right? Like, everyone knows she sends people to go fight in wars, and this is not contested.
And hangs them out to dry in Libya.
This is well known, so, like, why be upset about, oh, no, she deleted emails? Like, that's the least of her crimes.
But it leads into that really awesome joke that she's going to be the first F president. They would say that she's going to be the first female president, but the email was deleted.
Oh, good joke.
So, other than that, I have absolutely no use for this whole email scandal. I do think it's funny that Judge Andrew Napolitano has been the little boy who cried justice the whole time, because yep. He's always talking about how she's about to get arrested, she's gonna be indicted, the FBI is gonna do a no-knock SWAT raid, and they're gonna go in there with the flashbangs and drag her out by the pantsuit and just all this other stuff, and it's like,
man, what a dreamer.
None of this stuff's gonna happen. It's kind of like the Adam Sandler and Chris Farley thing, where he's like, yeah, the police are gonna go arrest Hillary Clinton. No, they're not. Well, nope. It would be awful cool if they did, though. So it's all joking. Everybody's talking about how corrupt the government's become. No, the government's always been corrupt. It's just more obvious now.
Yeah.
The mask is coming off. The curtain is being pulled back, and the not so wizardly creature behind the curtain is showing itself.
I was liking the term killery for a while, but I've heard one that I like even better. What do you think about clump for Clinton Trump? Throw nice. Both names together.
Yeah, nice.
It's not mine. I can't take credit for that, but I'm using it a lot. I'm just gonna call her clump from now on. Or call them both clump. They're the same.
Yeah. Have you ever had cats, Derek?
Yeah, of course. I love cats.
Okay.
I meow.
Did you ever have the clumping kitty litter?
Is that the only kind?
No, there's regular kitty litter, but there's some out there. It's a special formula that when the cat does its business in there, it clumps.
Yeah, that's the only kind I'm aware of. Yeah.
Okay, well, and there's just rigor kind that doesn't clump together.
Are you eating your microphone? Stop that.
My microphone keeps falling.
Well, make it levitate. You just get telekinesis and then hold it there, right in front of your face. It sounds like your microphone is being eaten by a dog. An angry...
This is how it ends.
Activist
when
dog.
They finally find me.
Yeah.
With the microphone.
They're pulling you out the door. You're gripping the microphone.
They're pulling her up.
It is literally demonically possessed.
The FBI is pulling Angela up by her pantsuit.
The fiend phone keeps attacking me or keeps dropping me. The fiend phone just wants me gone.
No, fiend phone is perfect. It makes no mistakes. Somehow it's the government. It's the government agents in your wires.
It's all lies.
It stopped. It stopped. Okay.
It's all lies.
Lou, you were saying you work for the government.
How what?
You're a liar, a socialist, and your feet stink.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, what in the heck were we talking about before Angela got dragged out by the pantsuit? Oh yeah, the whole Hillary thing. Yeah, it's crazy that everybody thought that she was going to get arrested, go to jail, and all this other stuff. I mean, these are these, what would they be called? Conservatives, Republicans, right wingers, the non Democrats, the anti Hillary people, they're as delusional as the anti Bush people were thinking that Bush was going to get arrested when he left office and charged with war crimes.
Hello?
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 It's me. Yeah, you know, I don't want to give Hillary any more time out of my life. I mean, she already represents an organization that steals from me, you know, that makes the world less safe for me to live in and for my children to grow up in. You know, I'm not going to give her more of my life by talking
Fiend
about
phone.
Her and her
Fiend
emails.
Phone.
I don't care, you know, about her and her life. If she wants to go and do evil, just keep it away from me, and I'll try and not be involved and not pay any attention, you know? I just want to focus on good people who are making the world a better place, and Hillary, you know, is not that. So I just ignore her. People say Hillary Clinton. I'm like, who? You know, because let's just all forget that she was once important, and then it'll be true. She'll just fade into the background, and no one will care. Emails are nothing. You know, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you have fun every day.
Well, it would be nice if she and the rest of her ilk would just, like, disappear. Can you make that happen, Derek?
No, please? they can live. We can all coexist. They can be off on their crazy delusional island giving orders to people who won't listen. And that's about all they do, right? Like, all these people, because people say, like, oh, Hillary Clinton killed so many people. She doesn't kill anybody. She tells people to kill them, and they listen. So let's just stop listening to her and listen to people who matter.
That would be nice.
Yeah. I think that's
the
answer.
Very nice.
I just solved it. I solved the world's problems. The end. Stop listening to politicians. They lie to you. They only have their, you know, self-interest. So do I, but I'm not going to lie about it.
They lie to you. They're socialists, and their pantsuit stinks.
Yeah.
And sometimes they smell like tinkle and mothballs.
Well, right, like the Barney guy. You know, the thing about the Barney guy is I'm going to this rave soon, happening in like a week or two, and all these ravers, I didn't know this was a thing, but they're saying like rave for Barney, and they're all excited. Like I'm disgusted by this. Like I don't want to be going around dancing and meeting cool people and then see that they're like, yeah, rave for Barney, and then expect me to cheer and be all happy for politics. No way, man. I'm not going to get excited for politics. Play the music.
I agree.
I don't know. Woodstock wasn't like, and then we're going to vote. You know?
And then we're going to sign petitions. And you know, somebody invited me to a Facebook event and is like some Republican group that wanted to protest the FBI office because of Hillary. And they were very careful
hey.
To say, we're not going after the regular scumbag FBI agents. We're just there to harass the senior agents or the directors or whatever it is. Anyway, it says, yeah, be there with your flags and your signs. And when I saw that, I'm thinking to myself, be there with your flags. Are they burning them? Are they burning the government's flag or waving it?
I don't know. I don't like burning flags. I think it looks bad. I'm for the addition of more flags. You know which one I just discovered? This one's cool. Appeal to Heaven. Have you seen this? It's like a classic American Revolution flag. It's got a tree on it, and it's all white, you know, so that looks like peace. And it says Appeal to Heaven, which sounds nice, you know. I'm not religious myself, but I get it. It's like, come on, Heaven, I'm appealing to you. Make this better. And apparently the tree had a good story. The queen was trying to take all the trees from New England. She was like, those are my trees. And the people said, no, you can't have them. And they made sure that they used all the trees for their floorboards so that the queen couldn't have them for her ships. True story. Look it up.
Nice.
Yep. Pine Tree Riot, some say, was the very
Sounds
beginning
like a ska
of the American
band.
Revolution. Yes, Pine Tree Riot, the latest ska band to hit the waves. No, it's a thing. It happened around here in New Hampshire, in New Hampshire.
Nice.
About they yeah, D's so, trees.
Angela, are you back?
I'm still here.
Oh, good. We were
gone.
I want you to talk. I didn't want to talk about Pine Tree Riots. I want to know why you're angry.
I want to know where the hell you two were going.
If Angela's angry, I want to hear about it.
I am going to go get coffee, so you guys be angry.
Meow.
Well, Derek can't be angry. He's incapable of it. But anyway.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, are we still on? May we still speak?
Yes. I don't think we've been dropped from every station yet. I think we're still on.
We're still on. That's terrific. Let's take a break from a rock to go to Baton Rouge. A man named Alton Sterling, a black man, was shot and killed by white police officers Wednesday in the U.S. No, it was Tuesday, yesterday.
Why do you got to mention colors?
Well...
What are you, racist? Yes, I am.
I've noticed that a lot of white cops shoot black citizens during the week. It's common.
Yeah.
It is. And once again, it's a guy selling CDs out in front of a store doing nothing but to get very interesting.
You can't sell CDs anymore. It's all about MP3s. So, you know, what was this guy thinking? Selling CDs out in front of a store.
And especially a convenience store, and especially where cops could see him, because who the hell knows what he might be doing if he sold you an old CD.
Yeah, how dare he go outside where there might be cops? I mean, what was he thinking?
Yeah. The officers approached Sterling.
Yeah?
And the parking lot of the convenience store. An altercation between Sterling and the officers ensued.
Did he just shoot him? Yeah, we'll be back.
He was shot. Okay.
Yeah. This guy gets shot. We'll tell the rest of the story when we come back from the free market.
Whee!
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
No,
is this real life?
I wish I looked at the pizza clock.
I ate the Freedom pizza
Fiends.
Clock.
Freedom Fiends.
Being your worms.
So, Angela, are you still angry?
Yeah, we've got plenty of anger to go. We've got segments and segments of anger.
All right.
We're not exhausted yet.
All right. Get it out of your system.
All right. So... the officers approached Sterling in the parking lot of the convenience store. This is according to ABC News. And an altercation between Sterling and the officers ensued. The police said he was shot during the altercation and he died at the scene. So the cops shot him. And that's how this guy is now dead. Because the police shot him.
Wait, why was there an altercation?
The chest is in bad. I guess because he was a black guy selling CDs in front of a convenience store.
Wait a minute. I find that hard to believe. As bad as I know cops to be, I've never seen someone just go up to another person and shoot them. So, like, there must have been some kind of resistance, right? Like, I hate to be the guy to give the cop the benefit of the doubt, but, like, this story is too clear-cut for that to be... For it to be true. Like, it's not cop walks up to guy selling CDs and shoots him, the end, right? Like, guy must have done something. Is there video of this?
Yes, there's just video. The video is out. It's all over the place. And it was shown several times today on several stations.
Now, my understanding of the video is the police officers were wearing their body cams. You know, the body cams that were going to stop all the police brutality and everything else.
Yeah.
But anyway... I guess the statement made by the public affairs officer or the mouthpiece for the department said that unfortunately the body cams fell off of the officers during the scuffle and for some reason were unable to record the incident, but a passerby with a cell phone camera was able to help the police out by documenting the encounter.
So, all right, I'll look up the video and okay, I'll try and determine what I think.
I'm
always
skeptical
of these stories. It's like, you know, the problem, there's a lot of problems with this. Like, say, let's strip away the badge and the uniform and all the pomp and circumstance. Guy with
pompous,
gun.
Pompous circumstances.
Yes, all the pompous circumstances. and they're just two guys, right? So guy with gun gets in fight with guy not with gun. It's bad. You don't want to get into any kind of fight ever. But it's dangerous for guy with gun to not take out and point and control his weapon, right? Like, so if he doesn't pull it out, I kind of think he's being irresponsible if there is an altercation happening, because you have to stop it from happening. You have to de-escalate it, right? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I don't think that pulling a gun on somebody and pointing it at them de-escalates the situation a whole heck of a lot.
Shouldn't it end it?
In theory, it should. If the other person has a weapon, it may encourage them to try and pull real quickly. But what you have to understand is the human body responds with a nice little rush of adrenaline when it's put in one of these fight or flight scenarios. And it's not actually natural for somebody to be in such danger and say, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to act responsibly, and I'm going to comply and submit with every order that this officer gives.
People panic. According to the story, they were there because someone called the police saying a black man who was selling CDs threatened him with a gun. Not that he was selling CDs. That wasn't the crime. Mm-hmm. It looks like this article, like, they're trying to make it out to be something that the people want to hear, right? Like, white cop shoots black guy. Oh, this just keeps happening. Oh, there's nothing we could do. White cops hate black people. But really, I think it's a story about guy was called because he was threatening someone with a gun. People who showed up saw either or heard reports of a guy with a gun. According to the story, it says someone yelled gun. One man seems to yell gun, and then two shots are fired. So if someone's yelling gun and then shots are fired, it sounds like if I were the cop, I would need to protect my life, right? Like, that guy might have a gun.
Was there a gun recovered?
Let me scan down the video. Probably not.
Angela, was there a gun recovered from this?
We're still waiting for that evidence about the gun.
I doubt there will be one. I mean, maybe someone was just confused and they yelled gun, but if they did, that person should be responsible for the murder. Because, I mean, wouldn't you do the same thing if you were in that cop situation?
Why would I be in that cop situation?
I
wouldn't
be in that cop situation. Jinx, you...
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you tired of driving your kids to Gigi Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where Gigi took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the Gigiest place on Earth. Gigi always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to Gigi's grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone, and that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll Mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire, and our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, BIPCOT, Meow Bit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating Gigi Allen's face.
Yum,
Woof. Woof. Freedom Fiends. Old Michael Dean had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Hey, I watched the video over this commercial break. And, yeah, I really tried to give the cops the benefit of the doubt. And there is no way that this is any... This could be justified in any way. There were two cops. What the news story from ABC News failed to share with me as a curious reader is that there were two cops on top of him already. And he was laying down on the ground, like basically under a car. They had him pinned. And one cop who was on his chest thought that the right thing to do at that moment would be to take his gun out and throw it like threateningly at this guy. And then the video pauses. Perhaps that's a intentional censorship. And there's a gunshot, and then it's censored after that because there's a lot of blood on the screen. And it's nasty, but yeah, they just shoot him for what appears to be no reason. Now he is putting up what I would say in cop terms they could describe as a struggle, right? Like he is resisting these two men who are on top of him, trying to take his life. But yeah. I don't know if, you know.
Jen, and aside from you, most people don't want two men on top of them, and they will defend themselves.
Right.
So.
And it's just natural. Like, I don't know. I've done it. I've been in that situation where I'm being arrested, and I tug away, and I don't like it. You know, I don't want to be handled by some stranger. So I can get why he would wriggle around and stuff, but there's no way it's even close to justified. His hands were clearly visible. There's no way he was holding a gun. The cop just shot him in the face.
Was he also still being tased?
Didn't look like it, no.
Okay, because I could swear that I had heard that that he was being tased. But anyway, I like I said, I haven't seen the video yet, so I'm really not up to speed on this.
Well, the video, thank goodness for video, right? Because it makes it so clear. Here I am trying to get the facts and give them the benefit of the doubt here, but the truth is too plain to see. I mean, it's there's no confusing what happens when you see two guys on top of another one, his hands clearly visible, he's no threat to them, and one of the guys takes out a gun and shoots him in the face. Like, you can't really misinterpret that.
No, I don't think so.
Although, I don't have any evidence that it's a race thing, and I do hate the media's portrayal of that, because I feel like it doesn't serve anyone to portray it as one. It's a power thing.
I find it intellectually dishonest and intellectually lazy, specifically intellectually lazy, to assume that everything is race-related, that everything is based upon race, because that completely discounts the possibility of just straight-up thuggery.
Right. Like, hey, newsflash, the cops do this to everybody.
Yes. I grew up in a mostly white area, and... There weren't a whole lot of blacks or non-whites in the area, so then the cops messed with the young white guys. It's what was available. They're not real fussy. Maybe they would prefer to mess with blacks, but if all they have are young whites, then they're going to mess with young whites. But ultimately, they're going to mess with somebody. So I lean towards thuggery, unless I can see that there is actual obvious racism.
Worms.
But that's just me. Angela?
Hey, let me know. Oh, yeah, Angela?
I just look at numbers. The numbers are on the side of there's an issue that involves race. I just have to look at facts. I can't look at, like, you know, people's feelings, sense, whatever. The numbers are clearly on the side of, yes, a disproportionate amount of black Americans are targeted or seem to be victims of cop violence.
Well, couldn't there be a reason for that? Couldn't it be the case that more... black people commit crimes?
It also could be that those areas of the city are over-policed, or there's more laws that are unequally enforced. Now, and there's more bias at the top of power. Power favors tends to, you know, people can get farther faster in power with lighter skin than darker skin.
Now, one thing that I will tell you is in the city of Detroit, the population breakdown is a little bit over 90% is black, and the remaining, I think, 6 or 8%, something like that, is others. It's everybody else. So in the city of Detroit, you're going to have a large number of people being arrested or harassed as being black, and that's just numerically the way that it goes. But I believe that I heard that more whites are killed by cops than blacks on average.
I want to object a little bit in a friendly way to what Angela just said. I think you mean well when you say, like, oh, the black people can't get ahead as easily as whites.
It doesn't mean well. It's a statistical fact. If you're not of color, you don't experience the world same way. It's like, yeah, well, if you're white,
that's
you don't
what we said.
That.
We're not talking about experiencing the world the same way. We're talking about ability to get in power. And I think that everyone has an equal opportunity to get in power. I mean, I don't see any evidence to the contrary, and there are plenty of black people with power. So, I mean, just to say that is to do a disservice to young black people who might want to get ahead in life, but they're hearing that mantra on the radio and on the TV that they're not good enough, that they're at a disadvantage. You know, putting that meme out there, putting that message out, makes it true. And I don't want to put that message out. Everyone has.
What is that magic? No. They should read some Ayn Rand and find a sense of self, and not, you know, if the message of reality disturbs them, then they can't deal with reality. Then they will never get ahead anyway. If they can't deal with, yes, there are statistical differences that perhaps suggest that there are racial biases. I mean, there's no getting around that. There's no getting around a whole history when you go all the way from chattel slavery all the way to the drug war, that there's a disproportionate law enforcement focused on blacks. I don't even know how that even is even controversial in 2016. This might have been controversial to say in 1962, maybe, but in 2016, that's where we are. It's not as if there's, you know, tons of black cops killing white kids every day. But where is that happening?
I mean, that happens.
I'm not saying Kelly it doesn't Thomas. Happen. They're cops. Right. Well, yes, Kelly Thomas stands out because that was unusual. And Kelly Thomas was the son of a law enforcement officer, making it even more interesting.
I'm just saying, I don't want to feed into the narrative of the culture and race war. And that's just not... I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to play with that game. I mean... As far as I see the world, we are all equals. Everyone has an equal opportunity to achieve anything they want. And that's the message I'm going to put out. And I'm not going to accept any other reality.
Yeah, rather than just assuming racism, I think it's safer to assume just straight up thuggery. But that's me.
Well, who knows? We can all... There's no disagreeing what the stats say, which is that more... black people are arrested or incarcerated. What is it? One out of every 100 Americans, but it's one out of every 9 black people. So obviously there's something disproportionate going on, but that doesn't answer any questions. So we can't just assume racism. There could be other explanations. I don't know what they are. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying there is not a direct correlation. We can't just say all cops are racist because more black people are arrested. It could be the particular areas where black populations are concentrated have more crime in them. But as one possible explanation, it could be the welfare system. The fact that when black people were getting out of poverty at a ridiculously awesome rate in the early 1950s, the government stepped in to solve the problem of poverty in black neighborhoods and then actually ruined everything by creating a welfare state
and creating
communities where people have a harder time to get out. Like, it doesn't even economically make sense for some of these people in their lives to try and get out of poverty because of the welfare state. They'd be worse off if they took a job than if they just stayed on the dole. I mean, maybe that's part of the complex reason why more black people are incarcerated, you know, because of these communities that have been created. I'm not saying that is the answer. I'm speculating that there could be other reasons besides people are racist, because I don't think people are that racist. That's not what I've seen in my life. I've never seen a cop just be racist at somebody, but they have their prejudices, right? But maybe it's a chicken and the egg thing, where it's because so many black people are incarcerated that they say, oh, well, black people must be up to something bad. And it's not a racism thing, but they're assuming criminal activity.
So cops are idiots.
Well, that's a given. We all know that. I don't know. I just don't want to... Maybe it is. Maybe you're absolutely right. It's just all the cops are being racist and they like shooting black people. But I don't. I want to explore a
fiend
potential
phone.
Alternative.
Fiend phone.
What you do have to consider is that you have black cops that are engaging in the same activity. So I don't know necessarily that's racism or institutional racism, but you could definitely call it thuggery. And who knows? Maybe it is some form of racism.
And it's black cops too in those neighborhoods. You remember NWA's famous song?
Yes.
They said the worst combination, I'm paraphrasing the lyrics here, the worst combination is a black and a white cop, because the black cop will try and show up for the white cop. So
yes.
He's trying to be extra abusive on the youths.
That's entirely a race-based way of thinking about the world, where the black cop needs to show that his manhood is as large as the white cop in order to gain respectability and credibility. I mean, if Wilson Good hadn't been the first black mayor of Philadelphia, do you think he would have gone out of his way to bomb an entire city block and try to kill everyone involved with MOVE? I doubt it. I mean, Frank Rizzo tried, but, you know, it wasn't that exciting. But for Wilson Good, yeah, because you've got to show that you're just as tough as a white thug. So
that's
racialist thinking. I don't know how anyone can get around that. And I think that NWA song, that's a perfect example of how race affects and infects things that it shouldn't, but it does.
Racialist or statist? Because the biggest crime against the state is disobedience. The state cares more about crimes against itself than against the citizens.
The MOVE people were awesome. Hey, I have a happy story. Can we come back with some redemption? A happy story?
I have a happy story, too.
Okay. Do we have the same one?
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Hey, there's some Squiscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Two designs for
Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch, now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Hey, let's do happiness. I feel bad about bringing it down.
Yeah, freedom fiends. Redemption, the third act. We're going to inject some happiness into Angela and get her out of that, get her out of that anger.
So I need more injections.
Well, how's this one? This will make you smile, Angela. Uber switches to Bitcoin in Argentina after government blocks Uber credit cards. You can't win. So the Argentinian government blocked credit card companies. This is from Cointelegraph. Joel Valenzuela writes, The Argentinian government blocked credit card companies from dealing with Uber, causing the ride-sharing company's national branch to use Bitcoin instead. And that's basically the story. There's more to it, but, you know, the government was like, you can't do that. And they were like, yes, we can. We're going to keep doing it. So there.
Government, always a day late and a Bitcoin short.
Yeah.
Always a day late and a Dogecoin short.
It's funny. It's like the government is telling people, like, you have to delete your app. If you have Uber, just press the delete button, hold it down, and then slide it up to the top right corner and make it go away. And don't use it anymore. But, quote, nobody is deleting Uber app because of this. On the contrary, I have friends that requested Bitcoin debit cards to use Uber. Most of them from Satoshi Tango. So blah, blah, blah. They've got all these different options for spending money, even though the government doesn't want them to. Is this a place that shouldn't be keeping people from... Oh, Argentina. I don't know. They have a good economy.
It fluctuates. Every other election or so, they like to try socialism again. So they try it, they realize that they don't like it, and then they go to something a little bit more free-ish, and then they're like, well, hey, you know what, let's try it again. You know, it's like, yeah, getting back together with that old bad ex that beat the hell out of you and cheated on you all the time.
It's like a bad heroin habit. These people,
yeah,
they have to reach the rock bottom and become... almost completely destitute and starving before they're like, oh, I can't dance with this mistress anymore.
And then after they get clean for a little while, they're like, well, you know what? I can always blast off. I could get a little smack going. So, yeah, let's try it again. This time it'll be different. And next thing you know, they wake up in a like abandoned house with a tranny hooker doing crocodile. So, anyway.
Crocodile.
That would be an exciting thing for many people in this listening audience to do.
You know. But anyway. So.
Well, I think this is cool. Bitcoin rocks, and it goes where other currencies won't. So when the government tries to say you can't, Bitcoin says, yes, you can.
So what you're saying here is a government said, no, you can't do this. We ban it. And everybody said, yeah, whatever, and kept on
doing
it.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And possibly even did more of it. You know, that is such
probably
a beautiful thing.
They did more of it.
I love disobedience. It's beautiful.
Whenever
I see bits of disobedience like that, it lets me know that the entire human population has not been domesticated like house pets. It's refreshing, and I need that. And more positive information from in the South American continent, down that region, down in Brazil, there's like a couple of towns, and they've been dying to have a little bridge that would go across the little stream that divides them up. And for like 20 years, they've been waiting for the government to build a bridge. But because the economic situation down there isn't doing real well right now, the government's been saying, well, we can't do it, we can't do it, we can't afford it, you know, we're just going to have to wait till next year. Well, anyway, after 20 years, these people got sick and tired of waiting for the government to get off their butts and build this bridge. And they did it for 54 times less than the bridge that was proposed by the mayor's office.
Hooray!
And it sounds...
apart.
Nope. Not that.
And they built it out of balsa wood.
Did it?
It's also 54 times smaller than the bridge that was proposed. No, I don't know. I'm making all this up.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. But anyway, they did it for a fraction of the cost. And it sounds like they did it themselves. And that kind of reminds me of the island of Kauai. There was a
and
that
drone.
And the government didn't do it. And so the people that worked out there, they got it done so that their businesses would thrive. And bada boop, bada beep, they got a road.
But my roads!
My roads!
Thanks for coming on tonight, kids. For more Freedom Fiends, go to freedomfiends.com.
Meow!
Meow. For more... For